on 92.1 FM. And good evening. I'm your host, Kent Hayden, and we're delighted to have you with us on this program. This is Bible Talk, brought to you by the North Valdosta Church of Christ. The North Valdosta Church of Christ is excited to bring this program to you each Monday evening here on 92.1 FM. The North Valdosta Church of Christ is located at 4313 North Valdosta Road. That's just 1 mile east of I-75, exit 22. We're just west of the Smith Northview Hospital. And this is Bible Talk. This is exactly what the program's name is. It is a time that we're going to talk for the next hour about the Bible, and you have an opportunity to call in with your comments or questions that you may have about the Bible. Again, brought to you by the North Valdosta Church of Christ, we invite you to visit with us Sunday morning at 9 o'clock for a period of worship time, and 10 o'clock we have a Bible class period, and then at 11 o'clock we have another worship time that we invite you to come and to be with us, and Wednesday night, 7 o'clock for Bible study. I want you to visit our website. We have a website at www.northvaldostacoc.com. Again, that's northvaldostacoc.com. You can listen to the radio on that site. There's an icon there. You can click on it and bring you right to the 92.1 FM website and be able to listen in to the program. And we invite you to do that. But on that website, you've got our times of services location. There's a lot of sermons and bulletin material, reading material. And also, I want to invite you to sign up for a Bible correspondence course. Maybe you've wanted to study the Bible in the leisure of your own home, and this is a course that you do through the mail, the old-fashioned way, as it was. And you can sign up for that course at our website and just send us your name and address where you want the course sent. We have a couple of courses there that you can study through the Bible, and we invite you to take advantage of that. You can also email me at heatonkent@bellsouth.net. You can send us questions that you'd like to have presented on the program, maybe a topic that you'd like to discuss. And so we hope that you'll take advantage of that. Bible Talk is a live program. We're broadcasting from the studios of 92.1 FM in downtown Valdosta. And again, you can listen as your smartphone or iPad, your computer at www.talk921.com. The phone lines are open, and we invite you to call in with your Bible questions or comments. The number to call is 229-259-9210. Again, that number, 229-259-9210. And it's good to have Chase Schaefer with us again this evening, albeit it is his last evening and his work here at the radio. He's moving to Atlanta, Georgia. And so, Chase, good to have you with us this evening.
Thanks, Ken. It's been a real pleasure and privilege to be here the last couple of weeks. I've really enjoyed our time together, and I feel like I'm really thankful for this opportunity to come in and help spread the word. And I'd like to thank all the listeners. And
we train you in all this, and we spend all this money and time to train you, and then you leave us. I don't know. What do you do?
I know, but...
Well, I wish you Godspeed, and Chase will be taking the calls, and so you call in at 229-259-9210, and he'll take your call. You can either leave the call with him, or you can wait and be on the air with us, and we invite your questions or comments. Maybe there's something that you've been curious about studying about in the Bible. Maybe there's something that you wanted to know about what the Bible teaches, and so we will try to the best of our ability. Now, we don't suggest that we have all the answers. This is not a program where we boast about what we know. We're just simply... giving opportunity to study the Bible together and to examine the things that God has said, and we're going to try to the best of our ability to find it in the Bible if we can, and if not, we may have to wait until the next week, and we will do the best we can, and maybe you can offer some insight into the things that we're talking about. Later on in the program, we have as our guest Jamie Hines, and he lives in Pembroke Pines, Florida, down around Hollywood in the Miami area, and he'll be joining us at 6:30, and we're going to be talking about prayer tonight in our study and Bible Talk. Talking about prayer, maybe you've had some questions or comments or things you want to talk about prayer, what it means and how it's really helped you, and so that's going to be our topic this evening. Of course, if you had something else that you wanted to talk about, we would be glad and listen to your questions in that way. It doesn't have to be about prayer. But you can write to us, and we will be more than happy to help you with that. But we're glad that you're listening tonight. And again, encourage you to call in with your questions and your comments to the program as we talk about prayer. The first person to pray to God was whom? Adam. Prayer is best, there's a lot of definitions for prayer, and one way to define what prayer is just talking to God. I think sometimes when we talk about prayer, we have the idea that it is some mystical, deep, and abiding thing. And again, there is a deep and abiding devotion that we need to have about prayer. We'll talk about that in the program. But what God has always wanted His people to do is He's wanted His people to listen to Him. That's because of the word that He gives them, but He also wants us to talk to Him, and it's the key of communication, the fact that we need to be able to spend time in talking to God, because God wants us to listen to Him, listen to His word, listen to His will is, there are things that we need, and I think one of the things that's key about the element of prayer is the bridge that shares this relationship that we have with God. And I think that particularly when we talk about prayer, it is something that is unique to the relationship that Christians have, particularly with the Father, and that prayer is something that we enjoy at a very special relationship that we have with God. I think it's a deep and abiding relationship that allows us to come to the very throne of God and to talk to the Creator of the world and just ask Him questions, or to complain, or to give Him thanksgiving, to give Him praise, to give Him honor. There's a lot of ways that we try to imagine the idea of prayer. I think that whenever I consider prayer and how we best define it, and the sense of what prayer means, it really just takes me to the book of Revelation, the fourth chapter, when John is talking about standing and looking, and there's a door standing open in heaven, and there's the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking to me, and it says, "Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this." And John says he was in the Spirit immediately, and the throne set in heaven, one sat on the throne, and he who sat there was like jasper, and as hard as stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. And he goes on to describe the beauty that was there, with the elder sitting there clothed in white robes, and the throne preceded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were the seven lamps, and the throne that was before the sea of glass like crystal, in the midst of the throne and around the throne were the four living creatures, and all the imagery that's there, of course, the 24 elders worshiping God, "You are worthy, O Lord, you are worthy," and of course those four living creatures who were saying, "Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." That's a wonderful scene. When we talk about prayer, it's kind of like that imagery of just coming to the throne of God. Imagine being able to talk to the Creator of the world and asking Him anything. To be able to talk to Him about everything. To be able to ask Him to help and guide and instruct. Prayer is such a wonderful thing that we have as people of God. It's a deep relationship. What do you think about prayer? What has prayer done for your life? How has prayer focused your life? How has prayer changed your life? What do you find in prayer that gives you the strength to keep on keeping on, to be of the kind of person that God wants us to be? Jason?
I think, first of all, definitely comfort. I mean, you think all these things that you have going on in your life, and you can just go to God and lay it out before Him and say, "Here, God, this is what's on my mind. This is what I have to get off my chest." And it's really comforting to know that. And it definitely helps.
To think about who we're talking to, the fact that we're able to go to the Creator and say to Him that we can ask Him all of these petitions and the things that we need. Now, the thing about prayer is that, again, as we said, it's talking to God. It's just being able to go to Him and say, "This is what I have on my mind." And God is not impressed by length or loudness in our prayer. What God sees is the heart. And when we have prayed our hearts into the acceptance of His will and our wills into the obedience of it, we can really calmly wait for the answer. I think one of the great challenges of prayer, though, is that it's easy for you and I to sit here and talk to one another. We're kind of seeing one another. And most likely, if I ask you a question or something, you would respond somewhat immediately. I think one of the great challenges of prayer in the life of so many is the fact that we pray to God, but we can't see Him. And we pray to God, and He doesn't speak to us in a small, still voice. I'm probably glad of that, because more often it wouldn't be a small, still voice. He'd probably be yelling at me. It's cat, come on, get your act together. One of the challenges of prayer often is that we don't see the visible sometimes, and yet there is answers that are given to prayer, and the fact that we may not pray as much as we really want to, or we should, I should say.
And just to kind of jump back on something you said, Kent, talking about how God doesn't care about lengthy, big, bombastic prayers, you think about, I think one of my favorite passages in regards to prayer, at least, is Luke 18. Mm-hmm. When you think about this Pharisee who makes this big, long appeal to God about how he's so glad he's not like these people and not like these people and not like these people. Then you have one man who's a tax collector. And he's sitting there and he's examining his life and he says, God, just forgive me, the sinner.
Right.
And God's and Jesus even says that that man was more justified in a one-sentence prayer than a Pharisee was in the entire long, probably pre-thought out statement to God.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the keys to understanding what prayer is and or what it is not. Prayer is not really about me. Prayer is not about what I'm demanding of God. We think prayer sometimes can be like a coin machine, a vending machine. We just put in the quarters and we expect God to give this out. And in your reference to the Pharisee and the tax collector is that he was saying, I'm glad I'm like all these other folks. And the other man yet was just saying, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. That's a relationship. Prayer is a relationship that we have with God that helps us get through the day, to know the will of God. And Jesus taught us to pray. There's a number of occasions in which Jesus prays himself. I think one of the great lessons about prayer is just simply to go through the scriptures, go through the gospels, and study the prayer life of Jesus. There were times that he prayed all night. When was the last time we talked to God all night? And that sense of talking to God all night or praying to God all night is a real effectiveness. Now, he was doing some very serious business in choosing the apostles and things like that. But prayer is such an intimate relationship of what we have with God. And in that text of Luke 18 that you just mentioned, Chase, the beginning of that text was the fact that he's speaking a parable that men ought to always pray. Right before that, he gave the parable of the persistent widow and the fact that prayer's got to be persistent. And that's the hard part. Is that sometimes it's not easy just to keep on and keep on and be the persistent person, because some of the things that affect prayer is that sometimes people think that, well, God is unchangeable and prayers will have no effect. Moses interceded for the children of Israel and changed them. The prayer can in as much change the mind of God.
Oh, absolutely. He was planning on wiping them out entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses kind of said, God, if you wipe these people out, that's going to give your enemies a reason to basically defame and put you down,
yeah,
saying that you brought them out of the land of Egypt just to destroy them in the wilderness.
Right.
Just to kind of say, what kind of God would that be? And, God would have been completely justified in doing whatever he saw fit with his creation. But at the same time, Moses interceded on behalf of them.
Yeah.
So, as far as things being set and there's no way we can change that, I would beg to differ.
Well, it has to be, because if we're praying for God to do things, particularly in our life, not in a selfish motive, but it's got to be, because if we're wanting the will of God to be in our life. Maybe you have a question or comment about prayer, and we invite you to call in. 229-259-9210. The number 229-259-9210. Call in with your questions or comments about prayer. The other thing sometimes that people say about, well, what's the use to pray, because God is omniscient. He knows everything anyway. So why do we have to pray to him and ask him everything? Because he already knows what we're going to need, and so there's really no need to pray. But, that goes back again to the relationship. Sure, we could say that God knows everything we need, and I could just say that He's going to give everything that, you know, He's going to bless us with what we need. But the fact of the matter is, He wants us to pray. As a matter of fact, commands us to pray. Pray without ceasing. Jesus is teaching His disciples to pray. You remember in Matthew, in the Sermon on the Mount, that He teaches, among other things, that He teaches the structure of prayer. He goes in contrast to the hypocritical prayers of those who like to stand and, you know, be very verbose and, you know, and brag about how they pray. He says, when you pray, go into your room. When you've shut your door, pray to your Father who's in secret, and your Father who is sees in secret will reward you openly. So Jesus tells us we need to pray. So it is important to pray. And believing that, yes, I know God knows and He can be omniscient about all these things, but He wants to hear from His children. He wants to hear from His people. He has to hear from us. Because the other side of that is that it's not just that God needs to hear our voice. We need to hear our voice praying to God. I think of it in a parable sense, is that one of the most effective ways to teach your children to pray is to let them see you pray. To let them know that you pray, and let them know that you have God on your mind. And the fact that you're willing to talk with Him all the time, and the fact that you're always asking or you're seeking the wisdom of God. You know, you knock on the door. We mentioned the Sermon on the Mount. That's exactly what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7. And in verse 7, when He says, ask, it'll be given to you. Seek, you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everybody who asks, receives, and he who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. What man is there among you, if a son asks for bread, will give him a stone, or if he asks for fish, he'll give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father which is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him? So, you know, God's not going to give us anything we don't need. He may give it. He's probably going to give us a lot of things that we may not want, because the problem with prayer sometimes is that we go to God with a want list and He says, I got a need list for you. And so often those two are at extremes of one another. But prayer is so vital in the lives, and it's such a key relationship, particularly of the relationship that we have in Christ, of being able to go and ask Him. And He's going to give us these things, and He's going to answer our prayers. And, you know, the measure of any Christian is really his prayer life.
And there's a lot to be said about somebody who prays a lot, because, you know, kind of one of the age-old sayings is, where your time is, that's where your heart is.
Right.
If you can barely find the time for God, I think that shows a sign of a weak prayer life. You can't, you know, of all the things you're trying to figure out and go through in this world, you know, the one person you need to go to and need to talk to about that is definitely God. And so I think a lot's to be said about somebody who prays constantly and whose children can see them praying.
I think it's interesting that we live in such a high-tech society is that, let's face it, I thought about this today, I was driving around, kind of drives me a little crazy, but you know, cell phones have just ruined a lot of things. People drive and talk on their cell. I have never seen people talk so much in my life, and I'm not 30 years old anymore. I mean, we are in a society that you go into a restaurant, you see people on cell phones or tablets. We are the most communicating society that has ever existed in the humanity of man, and yet we have no idea what we're doing or what we're saying. And we have such a power of communication with one another, and if we could channel that communication to the reality of being able to spend that much time with God. I mean, let's challenge the people of God. How much time do you spend on Facebook? How much time do you tweet? And I still haven't figured out what that is. How much time do you hashtag, and how much time do we spend on the cell phone, and all of that stuff, whatever it is, and how much time do we stop and say, okay, put the cell phone down, forget the tweet, forget the other stuff, and put the computer aside, and you know, turn the radio off, but don't do that until after the program, turn the TV off, and talk to God. Isn't that something simple? We are the most communicating people in the world, and yet the question is, how often do we spend talking to God? Now, one of the reasons that we like to talk to God is because we know so much about His will. Now, there's something hand in hand here. Romans 10:17 says, if faith comes of hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Prayer is fueled by faith. Faith is a locomotive, if you will. And the fact that the more faith we have, the more we want to talk to God. And the more we know about God, we want to talk to Him. It's like talking to a good friend. And you imagine, you know, somebody that we really know a lot about, we really spend time, you know, our just the person that we're so close to. We could get on the phone, or we could sit around the fire, and we could talk for hours. And we're not exhausted. And I'm afraid often, as I think what you alluded to earlier, Chase, is that one of the reasons that we're in a spiritual kindergarten when it comes to our prayer is that we don't know Him enough. We don't know what, you know, people say, I don't know what to say to God.
Anything starts somewhere.
Yeah, but you've got to have a relationship. I mean, you've got to be able to talk to Him about anything, and that's because He'll let us talk about us at anything. And here's the thing, is that granted, in our relationships, we make judgments based upon what we may say to one another. And sometimes those judgments are skewed. Sometimes we didn't hear that right. Sometimes we didn't know your motive. Think about this. We're talking to God in prayer, and that is the purest motive because He knows what's in our heart, and He knows what's in the heart of what's of those around us. He knows the events. He knows everything that's going on in our life. Who better to talk to? Because He knows everything that's going on. And when He answers, He knows exactly the right answer to give.
And He never takes you out of context. He never misunderstands.
Absolutely.
He knows exactly what you are thinking even before it passes from your lips. He can see what's written on your heart.
He knows what we need. And, you know, often when people, or as we try to help other people, we try to the best of our ability. We don't know what we need. But He does. And so, you know, when we miss the opportunity to pray, when we miss the opportunity to spend time talking to God, of all people, that's what prayer is. We're talking to the awesome God who knows everything, who does everything, who is able to know everything that we need, and yet we don't spend time talking to Him. Well, we'll spend time doing everything else, but we don't spend time talking to Him. And we have to see the power of what prayer can do in our lives. Maybe you got a comment or question about prayer. Again, I invite you to call in 229-259-9210. Talking about prayer this evening, Bible Talk, live call-in program, and looking at the various aspects of prayer. A few quotes that I'd like to share about prayer. There's a sign that was outside the London Air Raid Post during World War II, and it said, if your knees are knocking, kneel on them. That's what prayer does. It gives strength to us, and kneeling will keep you in good standing, somebody said. My favorite quote, I guess, as always, is that people ask about whether there's prayer in school, and that as long as there are math tests in schools, there will be prayer in school.
Amen.
Prayer will be always, you know, you can't take prayer out of school. You'd have to take math tests out of school. Another thing about prayer, nothing is ever settled until it is settled right, and nothing is ever settled right until it is settled with God. Prayer. It is the admonition. It is the feeling of the response that comes from God, that the relationship that we can have with Him. And so that's why prayer is so important. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back just a little while with Jamie Hines, and we hope that you'll continue to tune in.